What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: the best week ever. All right, so you guys know that I'm a little bit strange sometimes. I think strangely. I don't know if it's the good or bad. But let's just roll with it anyway. I just think I'm just who I am, and I can't really help that. So some of the shit that I say may just sound weird, and some of it might make sense, and hopefully more of it makes sense, and that's why you keep listening to this podcast. Now, as a side note, this is episode 150. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it because I'm not someone who celebrates like milestones or anything like that. This is just going to be another great episode trying to change your day. That's the plan of attack here. But if you have listened to the past 149 episodes, you'll realize that some of the shit that I say or do or think might be a little bit strange. And if you haven't listened to all those episodes, get yourself on a binge listening session and go through them and just see what you can pick out. Take action in all of them and see what happens, and see where, you know, your life changes in the next year or so, because I can guarantee some of the insights that I've dropped will help. And that's the point of this podcast, is to help. That's all I'm here to do. Now, guys, the best week ever. How did this come about? Tal and I were talking, I don't know why we were talking about it. I think we had a stressful few days, and it got to like Sunday night. Like, I was cooking up some boneless wings. I've been cooking every couple of Sundays. Tal cooked the Sunday just passed. She cooked these like parmas and stuff like that, and parmas and chips and salad, and it was amazing. Homemade stuff is always good, and we can always put a bit of a healthy spin on it. So these boneless wings, I cook them just like you'd go if you were at like Hooters or one of those like American barbecue sort of joints. They do these boneless wings in like hot sauce or like spicy barbecue sauce. I do them, but I bake them, and it's like real nice sort of stuff. Now, in terms of the recipes, don't ask me the recipe. Go on Google and just Google it, because that's what I did. It's not a special Matt Prince recipe, it's just a Googled recipe. The only difference is I just put it in the oven instead of deep frying and just type in like boneless chicken wings, and whatever the first comes up will be the recipe. So if you're someone who's asking me for nutrition advice in terms of the recipes and stuff, I'm useless with it. Just Google it, that's the way I roll. But anyway, we're having these boneless wings, and it's a Sunday night. We're probably watching like Men in Black 3 or something. It's like a go-to movie for us. And Tal said something. She's like, let's have the best week ever. I'm like, fucking oath, let's go. Let's just make this the best week ever. So we started just on this concept of the best week ever. And I woke up in the morning, and I left a little note in her laptop just as a reminder. I'm like, all right, babe, I love you. Let's have the best week ever. This is just a reminder that you're having the best week ever, and just put it in a laptop. And then that started like spiking it. And then the next day we're like, oh, we can't be upset today. We can't be pissed off today because we're having the best week ever. You know, and then something else happens and like triggers us, and we're like, no, it's no issue because it's the best week ever. Like, we're just doing stuff. And what really is interesting, the last 2 weeks, so this is the second week of the best week ever that I've been doing, and we really have been having some fantastic weeks. Right, there's shit that's gone wrong. There's people that have triggered us at times and stuff like that. Like, it happens. It's just the way it goes. But with the whole mindset of the best week ever, it switches us out of that state very, very quickly. Now, I'm not like a hippie type of dude who's saying like, you know, imagine shit into your life and it will happen. But what I can guarantee you guys is we are in control of our state and our stories. All right, I've been talking about stories a little bit lately, a little bit more, and there's a few people that have got some help out of that, and it's basically helped them. But there's this idea of us and our beliefs and our stories and our actions all sort of leading to the life that we're living, leading to the results that we're living. So if you ever think about it, if you have a story and it's, I'm having a shit week, or I'm having a shit day, or I'm sad, or whatever, right? And you can flip that story, because you're creating the story of you're having a shit week. Yes, bad things might be happening, but you're putting the story around that it's bad, right? Like, I don't know anybody that can, like, the same situation can happen to anybody, and one can be the best thing ever for them, and one can be the worst thing ever for them. Like, it's just the way it is. It's the story we attach to it that offends us and affects us, right? So in this whole idea, and in this concept of stories, If you're aware of knowing that your stories can be shifted from good to bad, that's something that you're in control of. If you're aware that, hey, look, you can sit there and change your state, and by state, I mean like how you feel at any given time, that's in your control. That's a really, really powerful skill to have. So one of the things I teach on my rebirth weekends with the boys is a thing called a shift move. It's something I got from Krebs and Luca when I was doing basically a personal development course called Resurrection Week, and that was a few years ago now. But a shift move is something that's very, 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 very simple, something that Tony Robbins does, something that a lot of these performance-based coaches do. Now, a shift move, essentially like Tony Robbins would do it, is he'll slap his chest and say yes. And I don't know if you've seen Tony Robbins, but he's got these big-ass fucking hands. They're like the size of my legs. And he's like, he slaps himself in the chest. He's got a huge chest too. He's a big man. And he's like, say yes, say yes, say yes. Now, if you haven't seen him do that, you'll know what I'm talking about when you see it. You'll be like, oh, he's saying yes. And I actually made Yes Man. I believe Yes Man's about Tony Robbins. I'm not sure, but Yes Man with Jim Carrey, where the guy's making everyone say yes. I believe that's about him saying yes, like the Tony Robbins voice. Anyway, that's Tony Robbins' shift move. So he'll say yes like three times and slap himself in the chest. And that's his wake up thing. That's his power move or shift move, right? One of the things that I teach, and this is what I got from Luca and Steve, or I believe got from Garrett, from Wake Up Warrior, is the shift move. And what we do there is you take five big breaths, because with state change, you need to change your physiological state. Okay, that's step one. So if you're sitting down right now and your shoulders are rolled forward, you're sitting in like a depressive sort of position, you're sitting like slouched, lazy, you know, whatever, that can affect your mood directly, all right? As opposed to if you're standing up, chest out, shoulders back, you know, walking really tall like a fucking soldier, that makes you feel a certain way as well. Okay, so knowing that there's different ways to change our body and the way we feel based off our physiological state, off the way our body is, we can change shit up. Now, how do we change it up? So I use multiple things, and I'll go through a few of them right now for you. It's probably more that I can't think of, but with the best physiological state change, the biggest shift move, the one that I recommend to the guys at the Rebirth Weekend, is five big breaths pacing around like an angry tiger, right? From there, they'll make a noise and it'll be a demand. So it'll be like they might shout something, they might shout fuck, some boys shout fuck, some boys shout ah, some guys yell, scream, whatever. They might say, let's go, bring it on, whatever it is. Like their power word, the thing that they want to say, like Tony Robbins says yes, they'll say whatever they choose to say. Okay, now then after that, the end to the shift move, the way I teach you at the Rebirth Weekend, is to jump down on the floor and do five burpees, right? Five burpees changes your state pretty quick. It wakes you the fuck up, right? After you've done these breaths, after you've shouted and got some of your rage out, and after you've done five burpees, you've actually literally changed up your physiological state. So now you've got different oxygen amounts going through your body. Your blood's pumping, your heart rate's up. Like you're actually awake, like you're fired up. So if you've never tried something like that, try it. Right, one of the times we got, this is a side story for you pissheads out there. I was with a mate, Lukey. We're in Adelaide. We drove to Adelaide for the weekend on a like basically going out in Adelaide for two or three nights. And on the Sunday, we were trying to drive home. We'd been out two or three nights. I think it was two nights, and we were completely exhausted, completely tired. So we were stopping pretty much every 20 minutes and doing 10 burpees on the side of the road and then getting back in the car. I know that is the dumbest thing. I'm not using that as advice, but those shift moves were what we were doing to stay awake to get home, right? That's the dumbest shit ever. Like, I would never do it now that I'm a bit older and wiser. This is back when I was early 20s. But that was the thing that was keeping us awake, with these little intermittent shift moves. We're getting out breathing, doing burpees. This is before I knew what a shift move was. I just knew the burpees woke me the fuck up. So that's what we were doing back then. Now, there's other ways to do this. Cold showers is one. I use cold showers as a shift move. I use, whether it's if I'm in the gym and the water bag's X, I like the water bag, the boxing bag. I'll hit the water bag and I'll just punch the shit out of it for 30 seconds. That will wake me up, right? You can do just the big breaths, like a shift move. For anyone who's trained with me, there's a certain time when you don't talk to me, and that is basically when I've got wrist straps on and I'm about to pull it really, really tight, and you can see me taking a big breath in through my nose like I'm angry. All right, that is where I ignore you. That is where I turn into a complete asshole, and that's when I'm about to murder some weight. Okay, now, when I'm in that, that's a shift move. You'll see me start to breathe really aggressively, and you'll see me, my chest will be poked out, my shoulders will be back, and I'll be aggressively wrapping my wrist strap up before I'm hitting a bench, or aggressively be tensing my lats before I pull a deadlift. Like, these are things that, it's they're triggers for me to switch into a certain aggressive, angry state. Okay, when I'm lifting normal weights, doing accessories, when I'm doing jiu-jitsu, when I'm having conversations with people, I'm never like that. If I'm just trying to like even just feel happy and change my state that way, I don't use those aggressive ones, but I've got these different state shift moves for different areas of my, like, you know, different things that I need them for. So my point is with all this, guys, is we are in control of our stories. We are in control of our physiological state and our emotional state and how we feel at any given time. The problem is, and this is where people are getting it wrong, is we're not aware that we're in control of these things. Okay, so how do you change your story? You've got to start questioning it, start saying different things. Like, brainwash yourself to believe that you're having the best week ever, right? Brainwash yourself to pull the positives out of the situation that's happening rather than the negatives, right? If it's the energy state, like, make sure that you're not sitting on the couch in a slumped position. Make sure that you're not dehydrated. You're drinking tons of water. You're getting in cold showers. You're taking breaths. You're doing some form of physical activity and you're moving every day, right? Like, these things matter. Now, as I sort of wrap this up, this is a touchy subject. It's something that it's front of mind, and I just can't stop thinking about it. A good friend of mine who I used to play footy with, he's a legend of a man. He lost his brother, and I knew his brother well. Brando, if you guys that know Brando, everyone in Bacchus Marsh knows Brando. He's one of the best fucking men I've ever met. Just a legitimate, kind-hearted person. Now, my thoughts on this has taken me back to when my brother passed away, which was a super upsetting time in my life, and you guys would have heard me talking about that at some point, but it's fucking horrible. So my feelings are out for Reese. So I know, Reese, you probably don't listen to this podcast, mate, but I'm thinking of you guys, I'm thinking of your family, and I just wanted to say one of the things that got me through after about a year and a half of depression severely with what happened with Nath was my decision to change my state. Okay, so this state change for me, my decision was to start living for two people, and that was basically what drove me to start growing myself as a person and start to shift away from all the sedations and stuff that I was using to basically dull the pain. It became a game of, let's use other forms of sedation through work, through growth, through training, through knowledge, through, you know, trying to get better. That's what really helped me, and it was that decision. And I remember the day, I can't remember the date or anything like that. I remember the time where it happened, where I was like, I was playing COD, I was playing Call of Duty, which was Nate's favorite game. I'm sitting there just like a fucking, you know, a broken man, basically just playing hours of Call of Duty in between working and stuff like that. And pretty much what happened was, had this thing, he's like, he wouldn't want me to live like this. He wouldn't want me to feel sad and you know, waste my life just being fucking sad all the time. And in that moment, I remember it clearly, it basically hit me like a ton of bricks. Was like, fuck, I need to live for two people. That's what I need to do. I need to live for him. I'm going to do everything that he wanted to do. I'm going to try my best to do everything that I want to do. I'm going to do it to the best of my potential. I'm going to grow as fast as I can. I'm going to see the world. I'm going to do everything I can, help as many people as I can, and hopefully become the best man that I can. And within that game, guys, I know that sort of might sound a little bit too simple, but that's what got me through. So if anybody of Brando's mates listening to this, if Reese happens to be listening to this, guys, I'm thinking of you all. It's fucking horrible. It's always the good ones that go the earliest. So, but that is one thing that absolutely, I'd say, saved and reshaped my life. So, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you are interested in what I'm doing on the side of things, guys, we're doing an email each week. It's going to be probably one or two emails, depending on how many podcasts and stuff I'm shooting. But there's going to be basically action steps to every email. So I always ask you guys questions, all right? Which I will finish with a question after this. I completely forgot because I'm a bit emotional about thinking about Brando right now. But within this, guys, if you are interested in getting these action guides, these tips, these tricks, these steps, and what I'm always asking, all the book recommendations from all the guests and stuff like that, go to the link that's in the podcast show notes. It's www.strengthcoachsecrets.com/action for you guys that are looking it up later. And you can get on that. And basically, I'll email through every question you need to know, and I'll email you through all of the book recommendations, all the action steps and everything that you need to know from this podcast, and keep you up to date with what's going on. So, guys, As I wrap it up, I'll get back on track and I'll ask you the question of the day. Very, very, very simple one. Where in your life do you need to create a state change? And part two, what do you need to do? What's the state change that you need to make? Is it physiological? Is it mental? Is it a belief? Is it questioning a story? Is it diving in, trying to pull a lesson out of something bad that's happened to you so you can actually go out and implement that and grow? All right, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. Have a great day. Bye.